Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Arky Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lee Handley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Brandt. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ed Brandt. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting third. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Kiddo Davis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hubbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitehead moves to third. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Moore moves to second. Luke Iazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iazza hits a line drive towards second. Handley catches it and steps on second to double up Moore. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 1, Giants, 1. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a pop-up towards third. Iazza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Soar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dick Schott. Hubbell reaches second base with a double. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hubbell moves to third. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubbell scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is hit by the pitch. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is called out on strikes. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple pinch hits for JoJo Moore. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dick Schott. Davis reaches second base with a double. Ripple moves to third. Wade Hoyt now pitching. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a pop-up towards third. Brubaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiazza is walked intentionally. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brubaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarthy hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple now playing left field. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickshot bunts towards third. Chiazza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso fires to first and picks off Dickshot. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Pirates, 2, Giants, 2. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr is 0-for-1 in the game. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kayaza fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-1 in the game. Todd hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ripple. Todd reaches second base with a double. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. Handley hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hubbell hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brubaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brubaker hits a pop-up towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt strikes out. Two outs. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis bunts in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Luke Kayaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kayaza is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kayaza hits a ball on the ground into center field. Jensen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jensen. Ripple moves to third. Kayaza moves to second. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripple scores. Kayaza scores. It's 4-2, Giants. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mancuso moves to second. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hubbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mancuso scores. McCarthy moves to second. It's 5-2, Giants. Russ Bauer's now pitching. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bartel takes first base on ball four. McCarthy moves to third. Hubbell moves to second. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wehner is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-2 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0-for-2 in the game. Soor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Todd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brubaker hits a fly ball into left field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 2. The Giants will come to bat. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chiazza is called out on strikes. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Fred Schult pinch hits for Russ Bowers. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up towards first. McCarthy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 2. The Giants will come to bat. Mace Brown now pitching. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hubbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bartel moves to second. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dickshot hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0 for 3 in the game. Soor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.